Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
36 degrees right now outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time, 8:50. Time now for the pre-opening market report on WILL with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Retail sales across the 17 European countries that use the euro slumped more than anticipated in October, largely due to a huge drop in Germany. Eurostat, the EU's statistics office today, says that eurozone retail sales fell 1.2% in October from the previous month, double September's decline, and substantially more than the 0.2% drop expected in the markets. Private analytical firm Informa Economics has raised its forecast for Brazil's soybean production. Informa pegged Brazil's soybean production at 81.4 million metric tons, up 150,000 metric tons from its November estimate. The firm projected Brazil corn production at 66.2 million metric tons, down 600,000 metric tons from its November forecast. Informa lowered its forecasts for Argentina corn and soybean production. Informa pegged Argentina soybean output at 58.4 million metric tons, down 1.1 million from its November forecast, and lowered its Argentina corn forecast by 1 million metric tons to 27 million. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 12,992. It's up 41 points. The NASDAQ, 2,986, down almost 10. And the S&P 500, 1,407, is up just about 1 point.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Not much change has been indicated in the forecast for the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. Everything is going to occur about as suggested earlier this week, which means three frontal boundaries will pass through the region over the next week to maybe 10 days, and we'll likely see light amounts of precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest only with each one of these passages. Now, I say only, there will be a little bit of precipitation on the west side of the Mississippi, but I don't think we're going to see it much in the way of significant precipitation amounts. And the dry bias that everyone is so concerned about in the Western Corn Belt and Great Plains is not going to go away. And in fact, I'd say the odds are fairly good that we'll go very deeply into the month of December without any significant relief. And by that, I don't mean it'll be completely dry, but I'm just saying there won't be a storm system large enough to produce the kind of moisture totals that we need to make much difference to the overall bottom line. Hard red winter wheat country is suffering greatly from ongoing dryness. The concern is actually shifting somewhat to the heaving soil situation that is evolving across the region. Heaving occurs in any winter season where we see persistent or frequent changes in soil temperatures that are above and below freezing. That rapid expansion and contraction of soil conditions usually leads to a little bit of a lifting in the soil, eventually breaking down the topsoil to a powder, and also raising the potential for loosening some of the poorly established winter crops so that they might be blown out of the soil if their root systems are short enough. So we're going to continue to monitor that fairly closely. I don't think we've got any immediate problems out there, but if we continue to see these temperatures fluctuate greatly with the poor establishment that's out there in some fields, I'd say the odds are fairly high we're going to see blowing dust later in the winter season, and perhaps some concern about the condition of some of those crops. All right, well, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will see our first frontal system passing through this weekend. The front is not expected to generate much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but it will at least produce a little bit of light rainfall in a few locations. Moisture totals are not likely to be much more than a couple tenths of an inch. and we'll likely see another frontal system come in fairly quickly behind this during the early to middle part of next week. Again, a couple tenths of an inch will occur most often. There might be a few locations that could get upwards to a half inch or so. The front will have a little more cool air behind it, and that should help to stimulate a little better rainfall potential. But almost all of this will be in Indiana, and Ohio, Kentucky, maybe a few areas in Illinois. But Illinois' northwest will probably not see nearly as much precipitation as the southeast might. And, of course, the western Corn Belt will be largely bypassed by significant precipitation. Our third frontal system will move across the region as we get to the end of next week, about a week from now. And it will have even colder air behind it, and there will therefore be a potential for some greater amounts of precipitation, again, mostly extending to the northeast from the northern parts of the Delta into Ohio. The temperatures will be turning colder as we move through next week, but especially late next week into the following weekend. Extremely cool conditions may occur in the northern plains, but it looks like the air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves through the rest of the region. We expect to see temperatures over these next few days unusually warm. In fact, they'll be well above average for much of the country. We'll look for afternoon temperatures reaching up into the 50s and 60s over the course of the weekend in the majority of the region, with some lower 70s expected in the far south. In the northernmost areas, we may still see some 30 and 40 degree readings, especially early in the forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. December wheat at 889 is up 1 1/4. December wheat in Chicago, 841 1/4, up 2 3/4. December corn, 746 1/4, down 1/4. July, 747 1/4, down 1. December of 13, 643, up 1 1/4. January soybeans, 1462 1/2, up 7. July, 1422 1/4, up 5 1/2. November, 1317, up 2 3/4. December soybean meal, 449.10, up 130. December soybean oil, $50 even, up 26 cents. December live cattle, 126.25, up 12 1/2. January feeders, 146.07 1/2, up 50. December lean hogs, 84.67 1/2, up 22 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you.
As I look at the marketplace and begin to think about the South America crop that is going to be coming our way, and by the way, CONAB is going to release their official projections on Thursday, I begin to wonder if traders are going to push the January and March forward spread by the January sell the later months.
I would tend to think that's a very distinct likelihood. In fact, some of the guys that are starting to do some crop scouting and evaluations are thinking that their South American bean crop may actually be a little bit more delayed than previously thought. You know, we had initially put the idea that we were going to be the source of beans to the world till the end of January with cautious looks into February. Now, I think even some of the guys in Chicago are saying that March might actually be a more likely candidate for real brisk harvest activity out of South America. So buying the January and selling the March does look like a reasonable choice at this time.
And let's turn our attention then on the corn side for just a bit. And again, CONAB out with the numbers. We did see some Informa numbers that suggests that Argentina's corn crop is not going to be as big as USDA suggests. And but on the other hand, we're not seeing anything in the cash news taking place.
Right.
And it's not supporting spreads.
Yeah, I think realistically, one is this. The corn market is probably relatively clean. There's not a lot of people standing on the curb saying, I want to participate here. They're basically stepping away and saying, do I need exposure in this market right this minute or not? I think the volatility is down low. Basically, the market is saying, I think that the supply is known, the demand is known, the price is right, and I'm stuck in the middle between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The New Year's coming, fiscal cliff staring me in the face. Do I need to expose myself to additional risk at this particular point? And most people are saying, no, I don't think so. Anybody that has specific risks to mitigate can probably or is still probably active in the market, but do they want to step out there and place a bet, so to speak? Probably not. I also think that when you look at the South American planting progress, they only made about 2% last week. I don't know what the number was this week, probably a little bit better. But they're actually getting into a window of opportunity that they may not be able to plant as much corn as they wanted. That's going to significantly reduce the opportunity for or the corn supply and probably promote some additional bean acres down the road.
WASDE report due out on Tuesday. We're going to see lower ending stocks in beans and higher in corn?
It's tough to say. I think it wouldn't surprise us to see them carbon copy last month's report and lay all the weight on the January report. But I would say there's a distinct chance that you could increase your bean exports because those numbers have been very good. And I also think it'll be interesting to see the bean oil exports that have shown up of late, how those get migrated into the numbers, because I think that could have an impact.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 746 down a half. July, 747 and a quarter down one. January soybeans, 1462 and three quarters, up seven and a quarter. July, 1422 and a quarter, up five and a half. November, 1316 and three quarters, up two and a half. December soybean meal, 449.10, up 130. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.